This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, Allah desires ease for us in the holy month of Ramadan and our Islamic lifestyle. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It's an honor to be here. Dear friends, we are talking about how Allah the Almighty desires ease for us in the holy month of Ramadan and in our Islamic lifestyle. Now, these kind of pointers are really important because if we don't have the right perception, if we don't have the right view, if we don't have the right understanding of the holy month of Ramadan, then what happens is that we're not able to benefit from the holy month of Ramadan because, you know, we're kind of turned off and we don't really understand the benefits, let alone try to acquire the benefits. So one of the most fundamental things, you know, that an individual needs to do is to understand the essence of the holy month of Ramadan. And, you know, of course, we can never fully understand the, you know, complete universal and cosmic depths of the holy month of Ramadan because it is so vast. But at least on a superficial level, there are very profound things about the holy month of Ramadan, you know, that we can try to understand. For example, the fact that it is a month in which we are easily able to connect with our Creator, the Almighty Allah. That in itself is such a huge thing if you start to think about it, you know. And a lot of times, the lifestyle that we live and this Western-oriented lifestyle that's been kind of forced down the throats of the people of the world is a lifestyle which prevents you from thinking. It doesn't allow you to think or contemplate. It doesn't allow you to reflect upon your life, upon your, you know, goal in living. It doesn't let you think about your future or your past or, you know, your deeds or your relationship with God. You know, it is a culture that it primarily just keeps you busy so that you're constantly in this rat race making money for somebody else.
رمضان المستبين جاء بالنور المبين رمضان 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 القانتين.
Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about how Allah desires ease for us in this holy month of Ramadan. You know, we had talked about in the previous segment how if we don't have the correct perception or the correct understanding of the holy month of Ramadan, then it's going to make it difficult for us to really take advantage of this holy month. And, you know, we said that thinking is something that is good. Contemplating, reflecting is something that is good and something that is highly encouraged in Islam, and it is highly discouraged in the Western culture and in Western discourse. So in the Holy Quran, Allah himself says in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 185 of chapter number 2, he says that Allah desires ease for you and he does not desire for you difficulty. And this is in respects to the holy month of Ramadan. So Allah wants ease for us. You know, if you're sick, for example, if you're traveling, if you are expecting a baby, even if you're suckling an infant, these are all situations in which an individual does not need to fast, right? So people that are not in this category, or for example, if, you know, small children as well, they kind of fall under those who are sick, or they fall under the category of those who are just not able to fast. They don't have the strength to do so, right? So when you take everybody else in, they're all strong, healthy, sane people. And so it is relatively easy for these people to fast. And you know, we've run out of time, but if we keep this in mind, that Allah wants ease for us, He does not want difficulty, does not want to put us in a difficult position. If He puts us in a test or a trial, it's because Allah knows that we have the potential to be able to succeed. When we start to think like this, then it really impacts our holy month of Ramadan, and of course it impacts and has an effect on our Islamic lifestyle. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of A to Z. Don't forget to visit our website at parsetoday.ir/EN Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
You lift me up high, you spread my wings and fly me to the sky. So alive, it's like my soul.